If you're anything like me, by now you have a bit of a plan for your year ahead. The things you want to achieve, the holidays you may want to take, the relationships that, well, need some work, that sort of thing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We can either overplan or underplan our year, depending, I guess, on our nature, our personality type. And both of those are a mistake. Overplanning carries a sense of arrogance with it, as though we can predict an unpredictable future. Underplanning, well, that's a bit lazy, because there are some things within our control that we do need to take responsibility for. But whatever your approach to planning for this year ahead, I want to share a scripture with you today that provides a foundation, a bedrock, if you will, for life as it unfolds. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. The truth is that in a life where you can't predict the future, the best policy, the very best policy, is to trust in the Lord with all your heart, much more so than in your own ability to figure it all out. And as you honor Him first and foremost in how you live, He'll make sure that everything falls into place. And no matter what life throws at you this year, when you fear the Lord and turn away from evil, it will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. That, my friend, is God's word fresh for you today. Whatever life holds for you in this coming year, you can invite God into all your ups and downs. Because remember, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.